And I'm on the line with Coach Thacker of Hardin Central. They defeated Union Star this evening 66-0, which brings their season record to 6-1. Coach, who were some of your standout players this evening?
Well, we really had a good game offensively. Riley Estenbaum, our running back, had two touchdowns and looks like 109 yards rushing on seven carries. Also on that, we had Sean Utley, our quarterback, had four touchdowns. He had six carries for 175 yards. Alex Cullingham, our backup fullback, had a touchdown. Riley Estenbaum actually fumbled on one of his, and Tommy Burton, our center, jumped onto it. So I know he's excited. That's his first career touchdown. Matthew Highmiller, our tight end, had a touchdown catch to start the game, and then actually intercepted one and ran it in for a touchdown later on. So we had a very good offensive output. We also have pretty really good defensive output, too. We had three interceptions tonight. Terry Barron, who is a senior, and he's been injured most of the season, his first game back, had an interception, and so did Riley Estenbaum. He had one, and like I said, Matthew Highmiller had one he scored a touchdown on. We just really did a really good job. Our offensive line was a wonderful night. Evan Griggs, our fullback, did a great job of blocking and also did good on defense. And, you know, it's just Chase Sims, Matthew Highmiller, David Klein, Alan Hall, Jake Gabert, Tommy Burton, and Michael Carpenter, our linemen, just opened big holes all night. Union Star's kind of down, but they really made it where we want to be as far as this point in the season. We're firing on all cylinders, and it was really a good offensive effort all the way around. Defensively, beginning of the game, we didn't do quite as good. We had some penalties and gave up some yardage before we got it kicked in. And the defensive line and like I said, all of our three interceptions, they did wonderful. We got quite a few kids in second quarter. This only went to halftime, but second quarter we got Sam Hawkins, Joe Higgins in at tight ends, and ended up Alex Cunningham getting play, fullback, got that touchdown, Gage Marshall. And the boys did a wonderful job all the way around. And couldn't be prouder of them. Homecoming game tonight, and we're sitting at the dance, and they're excited. Like I said, we're 6-1 and going into the season so far, and really excited, ranked number 4 in the state, and it really has been just a great season for us so far.
Even with a great season going on like it is, always things to improve on, always ways to get better, though, right, Coach?
That's definitely so. Our pass defense, we gave up a lot of yardage last week against Northwest Hughesville. We addressed it this week, not that we hadn't before, but we spent a lot of time this week on it, about getting a little bit more serious and taking things a little more serious during practice. And they did. They responded well tonight. We I think we may have given up one pass attempt, one completion, and we did a very good job pass defense wise. But the boys did a fabulous job. We still had a few penalties, and we've got to remember what some of our assignments are at times. But those are things that can be improved.
Well, Coach, who are you playing next week, and what do you expect to see from them?
Next week, we have the game of the week. We have Chilhowie here at our place. Chilhowie, I know, is kind of down. They're playing Norbert tonight, and I haven't heard anything about that yet. But, yeah, we're real happy to have you guys come and do the game of the week here at Hardin. The Chilhowie team traditionally is one that they're in our district and in our conference, and they traditionally like to mix it up. They like a little bit of run, a little bit of pass, and they in years past have given us some fits early on. We've kind of run away with the games later, but they always have a wrinkle in there that kind of gives us a little bit of trouble at the beginning of the games, and I expect they probably will do the same thing this next week. And we'll have to get the tape from Norbert and get some information. But it looks like as long as we continue to do what we've been doing, we will be just fine and take care of business.
Coach Thacker of Hardin Central, they've defeated Union Star this evening 66-0, which brings their season record to 6-1. Coach Thacker, it's always great to hear from you.
Thank you, and thanks for the coverage.